Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting third. The right fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Stan Spence. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Riba. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Riba. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting 8th. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to second. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. DiMaggio moves to third. Williams moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio, who is chasing the ball. Keltner reaches third base with a triple. Weatherly scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keltner scores. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spence, who is chasing the ball. Mack reaches third base with a triple. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Weatherly bunts towards the mound. Riba fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Doerr covering, for the out. Heath moves to second. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Mack hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky juggles the ball. That's an error on Trotsky. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Fox reaches second base with a double. Cronin moves to third. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cronin scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-1, Indians. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tabor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba is 0-for-1 in the game. Riba strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner strikes out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabor. Weatherly moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Heath bunts in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox too. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Spence bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Cronin moves to third. Fox moves to second. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Tabor is walked intentionally. Odell Hale pinch hits for Mike Riba. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Harris now pitching. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner bunts towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Harris covering. Safe. Desautels moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Desautels moves to third. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to second. Pete Fox pinch hits for Stan Spence. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Finney now playing left field. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trosky moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell strikes out. There goes Trosky. The throw from Pitlock and Trosky is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Tom Carey pinch hits for Mickey Harris. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Wilson now pitching. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Milner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 4 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 4 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.